Hello. Hello. Welcome to DJ Dialogues. I am DJ Aura, and our special guest today is Jimmy Smiles. Would you like to say hello?
Well, welcome. I'm so excited to be here. I haven't been down to the studio in a while, and it's really good to be here in the flesh, in person, and part of this show, which sounds really, really cool. I love the concept.
Yay. But before we get into the show, let's give a quick disclaimer. The following views in this half hour do not reflect the views of KVS, its sponsors, or the University of California. With that, this is, again, DJ Dialogues, where we interview different DJs from past, present, maybe future, who knows, and basically their experiences of being here in KVS. So would you like to introduce yourself, tell us about your shows?
All right, sounds great. Well, thank you, first of all, for doing this. I think it's a really cool idea. I have been part of the KDVS family now since September of 2016. It's kind of interesting. I had lived in Sacramento for a while, and I decided when I moved back to Davis, I moved back to Davis in July of 2016, mm-hmm. I wanted to get involved with KDVS. I had done some low-power FM radio stuff in Sacramento and thought it would be cool to do something here in Davis. Mm-hmm. And so originally I wanted to do a music program, like a lot of the DJs want to do. Mm-hmm. But I found out pretty quickly that there were a lot of people wanting to do music. And one of the people I was working with at the time was encouraging me to do a public affairs program. Mm-hmm. And I know you probably can relate to this as well. Mm-hmm. My fear at first was how I'm going to talk like for an hour about yes. different things. You know, I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, music's easier because you can put a song on, you can figure out what you're going to say, yeah. but you know, having a show where it's like, okay, now I have to have all these concepts and content mm-hmm. and ideas. And I found out not too long afterwards that it wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. It mm-hmm. was actually kind of fun. So mm-hmm. been involved with KDVS now since 2016 and started doing my shows remotely during the pandemic back in March of 2020. Mm-hmm. But it's good to actually be back here with you today and be back Yay. Live in the studio. So cool. Yeah.
I'm so glad. There's so many people who were like, oh my God, duh, Jimmy Smiles coming to KVS. And like we had Micah, who they were saying like that in their like 4 years of being a DJ, they've never like seen you down here. And they're like, oh my God, like, oh, Jimmy Smiles is coming. I was like, I know, right?
That's so cool. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You're like a famous person.
I love it. You know, yeah. Yeah. Well, I love it. Well, and I love the fact that it is, I mean, I think it's a big part of what makes KDVS so unique is mm-hmm. it really is like people are well connected. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of times when I'm in Davis, I'll talk to people who've been listening to the show for years, which I really appreciate. But mm-hmm. I also enjoy talking to people who, like you were talking about earlier, past DJs and then mm-hmm. present and then maybe people who might be DJs in the future. Mm-hmm. It's like everybody here is like family. Everybody's yeah. really cool. Everybody's really knowledgeable and everybody's really unique. I think that's what's so cool mm-hmm. too. Like your program is so different from the one that precedes it and the one that follows it. Yeah. Everybody's different and that's what makes it so cool.
Yeah.
That synergy.
Oh my God. I remember what really inspired this show was just like talking to like so many different people and like learning the rich history of KVS and like people, especially the people from the past are like, oh yeah, I used to be a DJ. My boss used to listen to KVS.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Yeah. Yeah, you talk to staff on campus or faculty yeah. on campus. I mean, like Robin with the Saturday Morning Folk Show mm-hmm. has been around and doing that for about 40 years or so. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing. You think about the people who've been here doing these shows, like legacy mm-hmm. shows, and then how students, every quarter, there's all these new people starting. I love mm-hmm. that energy. I think it's cool to have people who've been here for literally decades, and yeah. the people just walked in like 2 weeks ago. That's
exactly.
so cool.
And like, I also remember like, what really inspired this interaction, it was like an interaction I had with like a first quarter DJ and they were like subbing the show before me during the summer and they like looked at and they're like, oh, what are you in the next show? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, oh, what's your name? I was like, DJ Aura. And they're like, wait, stop. And then like they turned to me and like shook my hand.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh my God. I was like, I've never had like this interaction before. And I remember like when I first started, I felt like no one knew who I was.
Yeah.
And like everyone was so close with each other already. And mm-hmm. like someone like that, like
yeah.
a first quarter like little DJ like shaking my hand, like, oh my God, you're DJ Aura. And I was like, what?
That is so cool. What? Well, and I love that story because it's like, you think about when you're growing up, like, I'm assuming you listen to the radio a lot too growing mm-hmm. up. And it's like, I remember as a kid back in the day, because I'm old enough to remember this before internet and all that kind of stuff. So I would go like to the radio station when they would have like a live broadcast because I wanted to see what the DJ looked like and like you said, shake their hand. And so I think how cool it is to be able to like have that, you know, return. Like now you're the DJ. Now people want to meet you. That's so cool.
Yeah. And I was just like, what?
Yeah.
And I like started thinking like how I used to be like, oh, like no one's listening to me, especially like the 2 to 4 a.m. And I was like, what if I create a show that really like highlighted those DJs that are newer or even like the older ones?
Absolutely.
Like, for example, yeah. And, like, I feel like Jimmy Smiles is a name we always hear in KVS, but like not a lot of people know who you are or like they just know, they just spot you on campus. They're like, oh my God, it's Jimmy Smiles.
It is cool that you're right. And that's the thing too. It's like each of our shows are so unique. And so they are a big part of who we are. But of course the show also, each of our shows take off in their own directions too.
Exactly,
you know, because a lot of the things I talk about now, I wasn't necessarily talking about when I first started the show. You know, when I first started, it was much more about just local events. And now I do a lot more about urban and transportation design, talk more about physical health and mental health, especially during the pandemic when that became such a big issue.
Yeah, that's really good. How did you discover KVS? I mean, you mentioned quickly that like you discovered it through like 2016 that you wanted to join, but did you knew about it before that? Or like what made you like, I want to start KVS?
Absolutely. Well, going way back, I was a student back in the 90s. So yeah, I started UC Davis back in 1990, which now sounds like it was forever ago. Which to a lot of people, that feels like it was just yesterday. But to some of us, it was a long time ago. And so I used to listen to KDVS occasionally as a student. But back then I was really shy. And so I wanted to get involved, but never did. And so then, like I said, for a while, I've been working and so forth, but radio was always in the back of my mind. I wanted to get into it again. Like I loved listening to radio, but I thought how cool it would be to also create a show, you know? And so for the longest time, I wanted to do a music show. And so I had ideas for different themes and that sort of thing. But when I moved back to Davis in 2016, it was just, I don't know, I kind of wanted to have like a new start. And so part of a new start of moving back to Davis was, why not finally look into getting my own show at KDVS? And so it was, you know, 20 something years after I'd, you know, graduated from UC Davis. So it felt kind of nice to be like home again, you know? Yeah.
It's never too late, guys. It's never too late.
Absolutely. And that's a really good point, too. Exactly. So whether you are, you know, in the community, you're a student, you're not a student, whatever, you know, whether you are 22 or 102, you know?
Because I feel like a lot of people think like, okay, this is just for students, which is not true. It's for everybody. We have like a lot of older DJs. We have like, I don't know if we ever had like high schoolers be here. I don't know if that's allowed, but it's for anyone. It's not just for students.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's a big part of it, too, is that in the summertime, some of the students will go away, you know, internships or vacation or whatever. So a lot of the people here in the community that do the shows, I think the legacy shows, as I guess they call them, it's wonderful to see that. But it's also nice to have more opportunities for students, too.
Yeah. We have like the seminars going on, and I was talking to one of the community coordinators earlier, and they were just saying how a lot of them are like freshmen. They're like 17, 18 year olds. It's just
that's
like,
so cool.
Like, I remember being in that position like so many years ago, and like here I am. So what's some advice you would give to like those new upcoming DJs?
Oh, that's a great question. I think first piece of advice is to do your own thing. That's the most important thing. So, you know, everybody has like shows they listen to that they like, but really think about what you like as far as your interests are concerned. Think about the kind of music you're into. Think about your own knowledge. Think about also what people have told you you're good at, you know, because some people are really good at telling a story. Some people are really good at humor. Some people are really good at talking about public affairs. Find out what it is that you like doing, because then you're going to be good at it. I think that's a big part of it. And then also just have fun with it too. I think a lot of times, I know when I first started working here and like the audio console made me nervous, like all these levers and stuff. But you know what? After like a few shows that become second nature, you don't even think about that. So focus more on the content, focus more on your audience too. Think about, what do you like to listen to? Then think about, what do you want to give your listeners that they would like to listen to?
Exactly. Because I feel like a lot of people think all shows have like a similar vibe, and that may be true, But you should, even if it's like, oh, I don't think anyone's going to listen to this, you should still go ahead and do it.
Absolutely. And that's the other thing, too. You don't always know who's listening, you know.
Exactly,
even
yeah.
in the middle of the night, you were talking about, you know, like a 2 to 4 a.m. shift.
Yeah.
But there are people out driving that time of day, making mm-hmm. deliveries. There are people going to work, coming home from work, mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. So you just don't ever know who's going to be listening at
exactly.
any time of the day or night, which is cool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's like a, I used to sub a lot of like the 4 to 6 a.m.s during the summer.
Yeah.
Because I had nothing better to do. And I would always have this frequent caller, and she was from Australia.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's awesome.
And she would
awesome.
Always
yeah.
like request songs and like, oh, I love your show and this, mm-hmm. this and that. So there is always
yeah.
someone listening, even
yeah.
like if they're not from California. Not from
I love
Davis.
That. Well, and again, yeah, Australia, where they like, I think 18-hour time difference
yeah.
or something. So it may be 4 o'clock in the morning here, but there it may be like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
exactly.
really cool. Yeah.
And so, yeah, just like shout out to the volunteers. I see them coming in and out. and, you know, it might be a little intimidating doing like in a 2 to 4 a.m. It is possible, though. You will be a little tired, but I mean, I feel like a lot of people stay up around that time a lot already.
Yeah, well, yeah. you know, another thing too is to keep in mind that some people have a hard time sleeping
mm-hmm.
at night. So if you have insomnia, those shifts might be the best ones to do.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. They're really good. What made you continue KUVS? Like, a lot of people do like the first quarter show, they're like, maybe that's not for me. So what made you like, I want to like submit the
yeah.
The form again?
Oh, I love that question too. I think a big part for me is that I feel like I learn every week, and so I like doing my show because I'm always learning something new,
mm-hmm.
and I'm always learning something new from researching my show, but
mm-hmm.
then also talking to people in the community. So
mm-hmm.
when I'm out and about, I see people in downtown Davis or here on mm-hmm. campus, people are always giving me ideas for future shows, and I love
mm-hmm.
that. So, you know, and that's the thing too, I want to know what's going on with all the topics I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep doing the show because I enjoy it. It gives me energy. I feel like my listeners enjoy it. They bring me energy. I feel like we create this really great like magic and synergy of continuing to do it. So
mm-hmm.
for me, it's kind of like, if I got to the point where it was boring, I didn't have excitement about it anymore,
mm-hmm.
I would stop. But every quarter, I look forward to doing another quarter of shows.
Aww.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. Yeah,
that's really good. I'm really glad to hear that, because I've like tuned in here and there to the Smile Show, but
yeah.
usually like when I'm at work.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, I totally, and it's true. You know, for a lot of people, it's hard to listen on the regular because they're
mm-hmm.
doing other stuff. You know, so
yeah.
I appreciate folks who listen. I, you know, my parents listen every week, and
aww.
Yeah, my cat doesn't listen very often. I usually put him to sleep when he starts to listen. He's like, he goes in the other room and falls asleep.
Aww.
You know, yeah, I'm like, yeah, but he's a cat. You know, he's my
cat.
Harshest critic. You know,
what's your favorite part of like doing your show? Like, I think you mentioned a little bit, but if you want
mm-hmm.
to like, expand on that.
Yeah, definitely. The research is a lot of fun. So I enjoy learning about new things. For me, I'm on a lot of email lists. So I'm
ooh.
Always like, you know, looking at things in terms of like, how can we make our communities more accessible,
mm-hmm.
more inclusive? I love Davis because it's very walkable. It's very bikeable.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we make more communities like that?
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people have heard about the 15-minute city concept, where everything is within like 15 minutes of walking.
Ooh.
Which is really cool. So
mm-hmm.
Is looking at making our communities much more inclusive to people who may also have mobility challenges,
mm-hmm.
you know, because our society is getting older. So how can
yeah.
we ensure, like, as people get older, they have access to parks, to medical care, to fun things to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're not like just like staying at home all the time by themselves feeling
yeah.
lonely. So, and that's a big part of it too, is finding community events that really connect us, because
mm-hmm.
there is this whole thing called the loneliness epidemic these days.
Mm-hmm.
And people, you know, we do so much virtually. So it's good to be here in person. And
mm-hmm.
so finding ways to connect, not just virtually, but also in person, I think that's so critical. But I think radio touches people. I know
yeah.
for me growing up, I loved listening to different, I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area. And so for me, it's like, I loved all the DJs I listened to
mm-hmm.
because they made you feel like they were just talking to you individually. It's so powerful.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's really sweet. Was the Smile Show, which is your current show that you have
yeah.
right now, was that like your first show, or like did you have other shows going on? Like, show some history.
Yeah, yeah. So I've also done another show in Sacramento on an Access Sacramento station, and that was a music show. And so that's a lot of fun as well. Mm-hmm. But music shows are totally different because there's a definite, you know, less amount of research required. Mm-hmm. You can, you know, put some music on and gives you a chance to collect your thoughts.
Yeah.
Versus public affairs, as you know too, you're just talking and it's like, wow, okay. If I lose my train of thought, I'm like trying to recollect it as quickly as I can so I can move on. Versus, okay, let me put some music on now while I think about what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, I think what I love about radio so much is there are so many different kinds of audiences.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, a music show is a totally different vibe. It's a totally different like audience. But I have people who love music shows that I've done and then people who love public affairs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I think about KDVS because we have what? News programs, we have sports broadcasting, you've got public affairs, you've got all these music shows. And it's like, it's so cool because there are like dedicated listeners to all these different kinds of shows, you know? And I think earlier too, one of the questions you'd asked me about was what my favorite shows are on KDVS, you know? And so I've always loved like the Saturday Morning Folk Show, for instance. I think that's really cool. And I love like, what is it? Unabbreviated Country is really cool.
Oh, with Fuzzy Mike.
Absolutely. Yeah. Fuzzy Mike is cool. But I like also like Democracy Now. I like, you know, some of the news programs. I like the public affairs programs. I mean, honestly, it's hard for me to pick favorite shows because every quarter there are all these new shows that come on. I was, you know, jamming to the music that was just happening before your show.
What was the show? I think it was Panic in the Streets of London.
Yes, I'm going to have to check that out some more now.
Yeah,
you know,
that was really cool.
And that's what I think is cool about KDVS is like you tune in randomly, you may hear a show or someone you never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really cool.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why I created the show to like highlight like those smaller DJs that like are not big names like Robin Fox, for example.
Right, absolutely.
Like everyone knows who Robin Fox is.
Oh yeah.
And like the Saturday Morning Folk Show is so popular, but there's maybe like you have like a specific niche or like a specific genre that you really like to listen to and you're like, I wonder who's like playing this kind of music, and that's why I bring them to the show. They're like, if you like this specific thing, like the last DJ I brought up here, he only plays like music from Bandcamp, and so they're like really like independent indie artists that like probably no one's ever heard of. So
yeah,
you're into that.
I think that's cool. That I think that's what's really neat too is that you find that there's an audience for almost everything and anything. That's what's amazing too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And have you seen, since you're like an older DJ, have you seen like KVS go to like different time periods? Like people gravitate towards different music. Have you seen that in the past few years?
I mean, I definitely think it's getting more creative again in terms of a lot more, you know, unique music being played. I know there was a period back in the, I think the 1980s where KDVS actually played like top 40 music, which is kind of interesting when you think about that, because a lot of people really appreciate KDVS because of the fact it plays a lot of these, you know, like you were saying, smaller artists and unknown artists. And the thing is, I mean, I think about so many radio stations nowadays are all corporate, right?
Yeah.
You look at like stations in Sacramento or the San Francisco Bay Area, and they're all owned by like the same like four or five companies.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether you're like, you know, listening to a station in San Francisco or Los Angeles or Chicago or something, they all kind of sound the same.
Yeah.
And I think what I love about stations like KDVS and other like low power FM stations and that sort of thing is that they are so unique because they bring in that local voice. They bring in the perspectives that you're not going to hear on all those other stations. Because I feel like some people like, I guess it's almost like fast food, right?
Yeah.
Some people like fast food because it's very consistent, but other people go, oh, it's so boring because it's always the same thing. So so for me, it's more about the unique experience. It's like when you travel, do you want to like stay at a chain hotel? Do you want to like eat chain restaurant? Or do you want to go like to the hole in the wall, like the place that some local recommends, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what KVS brings to the table.
Absolutely.
I love that. I love, I have a show called Parrot in the Oven, and it's kind of like a really unique concept. It's I play music based off a different bird every like set list. So
I love that idea. How
my
fun.
My last show was like owls.
Yeah.
And so I play music like what I thought like an owl would listen to, or like inspired by owls. And I don't know. I really like those like niche shows that like have like, they have like that really specific thing they only do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it also helps you become a lot more creative too.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not, because some people would say, well, you're giving yourself more restrictions. It's like, well, maybe I am, but I'm also able to dig deeper then.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because KVS really helped me a lot, like discover new music. And it's because I gave myself that really specific niche. So I'm like, oh, I have to like think of like what bird I have to like play that week and like what music will like kind of fit that kind of style of a bird.
I like how you kind of gave yourself like a discipline then too, because again, it's not like, okay, I'm just going to play whatever. It's like, no, there's actually like this whole idea behind it. Yeah.
I really like those shows.
Well, let me ask you a quick question then of your, of your bird show so far, what has been your favorite one to do?
Ooh, yeah. That's really, I really like, I did, when was it? It was almost a year ago.
Yeah.
In like last winter quarter of 2023. I did a show inspired by, ravens and like crows.
Cool.
And I played like goth music.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
Like,
that's sweet.
I had a lot of like creative fun with that. I played like a lot of new wave, alternative rock.
Nice.
And it was just like post rock and just like, I remember it was like a 2 to 4 a.m. show and like, I remember like, oh, no one's listening to me.
Yeah.
But I still had like a lot of fun because it was like winter, so it was still cold.
Yeah.
That was my favorite one to do.
That's so cool. Well, I love the fact you also mentioned something because I think a lot of new DJs too, they're like, how many people are listening or not listening?
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, you have to create a show that you are proud of and that you enjoy doing because the listeners will come. That's my belief. I think people go, well, I'm not sure if anyone's listening or not listening, but create something that you would want to listen to.
Exactly.
And then it will be good.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't really think about like what people want, like people who are listening, because ultimately, in the end of the day, it's your show.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're tuning in to hear you and your show. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if I like you and your music, I'm going to like what you do.
Exactly.
You
know? Even if it's at 2 to 4 a.m.
Exactly. Absolutely. Especially if you're in Australia, because then it might be 2 o'clock in the afternoon. See?
Exactly. Yeah. So to those volunteers in the back who are like doing their hours. There isn't that Australian lady might be listening to you.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah.
She might tell her Australian friends to listen to you. Because she was listening to the website, I think.
Oh, that's even cooler. Yeah.
Because like, obviously she kept listening to it. Yeah. Radio.
It might be a little staticky in Australia. You know?
But, I really love that lady because like she'll like go like on Instagram and Twitter and like tweet out like, this DJ, I really love their show and this and this and that.
That's cool. The shout outs. That's awesome. I love that. Yeah.
Is there any DJs you'd like to shout out?
Oh gosh, I'm gonna start with a shout out to you. Yeah, seriously, you're great. You know, I really enjoy the, like I said, this whole concept of what you're doing, and I love the idea too of the show with the birds. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm gonna do a shout out to all the new volunteers as well, because I think, you know, again, they're the next generation of not only people working here and volunteering at the station, but they're also listeners to the station as well, and that brings in more people. So, you know, and again, if you're nervous about doing it, I think a lot of people, because I'm an introvert, I'm shy, so it's like, I think when you do something like this, the creative aspect makes you less shy. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but for me it does, because it's like when I'm researching, I get outside of myself. You know, I like doing community theater also.
Ooh.
And so for me, acting is kind of the same as radio, because you're creating a show, you're creating a persona, but it's not as nerve-wracking as like, you know, okay, now if I'm at a conference, I have to do small talk with someone. Now that's when I get nervous, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's like, okay, now we're going to have an event where everyone's going to network for 5 minutes. Ooh, I just want to like, you know, hide in a corner somewhere. Exactly. So radio's cool, acting is cool, but So shout out to all the new volunteers, because you're what makes the station so great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because without you guys, we wouldn't have KUVS.
Exactly.
Yeah. We would have like all those slots empty and like, we don't like dead air here in KUVS.
No, that's
it. It's a 24-hour radio station.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize that either. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days. So,
I love that.
Yeah.
Let me think. Let's see. What would you say? It's been like on your what's it called, like on your rotation. What kind of songs have you been listening to?
Oh gosh, see, my music tastes are all probably over the top ridiculous, you know. Well, I'm trying to think. You know, it's interesting because actually, I just took my parents to see a concert the other day in the San Francisco Bay Area. So there's an artist. Actually, he's 89 years old. And he still performs live. His name is Herb Alpert, and he's a trumpet player. And he just recently did a concert in the Bay Area, which was really cool. He and his wife, Lonnie Hall, who also has had a career over the music career over the years, they put on a wonderful show. So for me, I like pretty much anything and everything. I mean, I grew up listening to a lot of 80s music. So like Duran Duran, George Michael and Wham. But I like a lot of the earlier stuff, like the 60s, like Diana Ross and the Supremes, Elvis Presley, the Beatles, of course, Johnny Cash. Cash. I'm trying to think of other artists I'm into. A lot of the 90s music I like. I'm trying to think of the 90s artists like Alanis Morissette. I loved Jewel. Love a lot of her stuff. And even today, like, you know, I like Taylor Swift. I know some people give me a bad time for that. I think her music's pretty cool. But for me, it's like, I think every year there's like cool music that comes out, you know, and it's interesting because so many people go, well, my favorite time period of music is this or that. I did read a study one time that said most people, their favorite music is when they were 14 years old. So if you ever go back to like your how old you are and look how old you were, you know, I mean, what year it was and when you were 14. So for me, that would have been like the mid 80s. And that to me is like my favorite period of music. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I think I was 14. I was listening to a lot of emo music.
There we go. Yeah. So, and it's kind of interesting. I can't remember where they said it was. And it was interesting research. And it wasn't completely true because it said, of course, you know, people like still like newer music and older music. But I guess it was that that time period is when you're kind of coming into your own as far as your own persona and your person. So it was pretty interesting. So, yeah. But I love me some good 80s music. But I like a lot of the 70s music too. You know?
Oh, yeah. That's really good to hear. Let's see. What's your I asked you to play like choose a song to play so that way like the next DJ can
Absolutely before we transition out of here, right? Yeah.
But why this song in particular? Why do you choose this song?
Oh, I love the Indigo Girls. I feel like there's a lot of life lessons in this song. That song, this was a song that came out like back in 1989. So again, it's from the 1980s. I just really like the melodies on it, the harmonies. I just think the Indigo Girls are just pretty awesome. So it was just the song that kind of resonated with me at the time. And I think it holds up really well, like what, 35 years later.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't like to think of 1989 being that long ago.
I think my mom was also a teen. I think you're like around my mom.
Yeah. Well, you know, every year, I mean, as I get older, I tell myself I'm getting closer to retirement. So all is not lost, you know? Yeah. But I probably won't retire from KDVS. I want to keep doing this. Yeah. This is a labor of love, you know? Yeah.
We love KDVS here.
Yeah.
Well, we're coming to a close end. Is there any last thoughts?
I can't think of too much. I know you and I had talked a little bit about the barefoot lifestyle, too.
Yeah,
that was kind of fun. So one of the things I like to do is walk around barefoot. And so if anybody's interested in that lifestyle, I do have information on my radio show blog about that. TheSmilesShow.com is my website. So feel free to check that out if you want to learn more about that or more about the show in general, too.
Thank you for coming today.
It was fun. Yeah, definitely. I love the idea that you're doing this. And again, I'm going to check out your show on birds. And again, when is that show on?
It's alternating Saturday, so this Saturday, actually, from 10 to midnight.
10 to midnight. Yeah. All right. That sounds good. Well, see, I can stay up for that. Yeah. Maybe I'll listen with my cat, you know?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. This was fun.
Okay. Peace, guys.
Best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. And I went to see the doctor of philosophy with a poster of Rasputin and a beer down to his knee. He never did marry or see a big great movie. He graded my performance. He said he could see through me. I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. Got my paper and I was free. as I seek my source for some definitives, closer I am to I, closer I am to I. I stop by the bar at 3 a.m. to seek solace in a bottle or possibly a friend. I woke up with a headache like my head against a board, twice as cloudy as I'd been the night before. And I went in seeking clarity. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountain. Then we go to the doctor, we go to the mountains, we look to the children. Yes, I seek my source for some definitives, closer I am to find, closer I am to find, closer I am to find,
best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah.
A recent field poll by the California Emerging Technology Fund shows that the cost of getting online is the main deterrent for those with little to no access to internet. The Foundation for California Community Colleges, through its College Buys program, aims to help bridge this digital divide by providing a new mobile internet service called California Connects. California Connects is a mobile hotspot powered by Sprint that works for any Wi-Fi-enabled device. The hotspot is compact and provides nationwide access, allowing users to stay connected to the internet at home, in the community, and on the go. Subscriptions come with no throttling, suspension, or overage charges. To find out more information, you can call 1-866-325-3222 or visit caconnects.org.
Hey, I'm driving my car. Wait, where'd the lights go? Why can't I see anything? What do I do? What do I do?
When driving during a power outage, follow these important safety tips. Plan plenty of travel time. Plan a stop to get fuel. Plan for emergencies with flashlight and batteries. Stop at all intersections if traffic signals are out, then proceed cautiously. Stop at all railroad crossings. Make sure tracks are clear before proceeding. Watch for pedestrians and bicyclists on darkened streets. Watch carefully for your off-ramp and allow plenty of time for lane changes if freeway signs are dark. Exit the roadway and park in a safe place if you need to consult a map or use your cell phone. Call 911 if you see a crime in progress. For information about road conditions, you can call the Caltrans Road Condition Hotline at 1-800-427-ROAD. That's 1-800-427-7623.
Welcome to another edition of Wash or No Wash. We are coming to you today from the men's bathroom of the Student Union. Our first contestant is Sammy. Sammy, say hello.
Hello.
Oh, the stall door is opening, and here comes a young man. Messy hair, jeans, flip-flops. Okay, Sammy, what's your guess? Is he a wash or no wash?
I'm gonna go with no wash.
Okay, he's walking by the sink. Nope, he's stopping. He's approaching the sink, looking at himself. And he's walking away. No! He turns back, and there's the soap and water. Sammy, you guessed wrong. He's washing his hands.
Be a winner in the wash, no wash game. Don't get caught dirty-handed. Always wash your hands with soap and water after using the bathroom and before eating and drinking.
Brought to you by the Food Tech Club and Food Science Department here at UC Davis.